Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read the editorial. July is the final issue of the 31st volume of the Bulletin. It was decided long ago that there will be no August edition. I suspect because everyone is off on holiday and travelling to places far removed from their day-to-day lives, and travel can be a wonderful thing. I remember some years ago wandering through the souk in Sana'a, the capital of the Yemen. The architecture around me was unique, described best, I think, as like Christmas cake decoration. I rounded a corner to find an old man walking towards me. He held a long wooden crook and wore clothing that resembled a shepherd in paintings of the Nativity. In a blink, I was carried back centuries to an ancient world now long forgotten. But in that instance, I gained a greater understanding of the past. There was a similar moment even longer ago, standing on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, with the Garden of Gethsemane on my right, the Via Dolorosa in front of me, and to my left in the distance Bethlehem, balanced by Galilee and Nazareth, a long way away to my far right. As I embraced the landscape, I understood the journey that Mary and Joseph made in such a small landscape that now is such a vast part of the story that has shaped our lives and all our histories ever since. I travelled through the West Bank, looked down on Jericho, put my back out climbing down from Masada and entered Gaza after my passport was taken away by a border guard with a machine gun who looked like an off-duty maths professor, and driving through its densely populated area to interview a politician who lived in a house on the seashore. I was momentarily stateless and vulnerable, but understood more deeply the problems that haunt that region and have inevitably led to conflict. Travel enriches you with experiences and such moments that frankly the UK will never provide, and that is its magic. Often though, these experiences are unplanned and unexpected. Running for a plane about to take off from Diyarbakir in eastern Turkey and being hauled on board by the cabin crew to be deposited breathlessly in a vacant seat and see across the aisle a beautifully dressed woman. Beside her was an enormous birdcage with a parrot inside. I wondered at the time if the bird was travelling economy or business. Turkey tends to distort reality at such moments. Rattling along on the night train from Latvia to St. Petersburg, with the Russian border guards waking us up at 3 a.m. to check our passports. They were all women in uniform, and one of them flamboyantly wore gold court shoes. Then arriving in Peter the Great's city to marvel at the pastel colours of the houses we walked among. Experience, eh? Can't beat it. But these are memories it is no longer possible to have. The Yemen is being slowly destroyed. Russia is off limits because you are likely to be arrested. And as I write, Gaza is in ruins and you're not allowed to travel to Israel. So many of the roads I have travelled down and enriched my life are now closed. And my children and grandchildren, I fear, may never be able to experience the world as I have. And the editor finishes with a reminder, the Bulletin will be back in September.